At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 91. Your vibe is telling the story you're afraid to say out loud. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the space where we explore the quiet transformations that reshape who we are, not just in theory, but in lived experience. I'm Nicholas, and today we're talking about something I've been sitting with a lot lately. Energetic honesty. That invisible truth your energy speaks long before your mouth ever does. You know those moments when someone says they're fine, but something in you knows they're not. Or when you meet someone new and you can't quite explain, but their energy feels off, even though their words sound right. That's energetic honesty. It's that deeper frequency that reveals what's really going on beneath the surface. The truth your soul speaks even when your personality is trying to keep the peace. The more you start noticing it, the more you realize that energy never lies. You can rehearse your words, control your tone, and even craft the perfect version of yourself. But your energy will always tell the story you're not ready to say out loud. And I've been there. I've said I'm good when I wasn't. I've smiled through burnout, agreed when I wanted to decline, and carried energy that wasn't mine just to keep everything looking okay. But that's the thing about energy. It doesn't care about appearances, it speaks the truth, whether we want to or not. And the moment you start living in energetic honesty, life begins to respond differently. It's like everything around you rearranges to match the truth of who you actually are, not the version you're trying to maintain. That's what this episode is about. The power of alignment between what you say, what you feel, and what you radiate. Because when those three things align, you stop chasing alignment and you start living it. And before we go deeper, I just want to say, I've been feeling how much this space has been growing lately. Every week, more people tune in, more stories get shared, and some of you have reached out, telling me how you had been meaning to for a while, but you weren't sure if you should. And I just wanted to say, I'm glad you did. Because this isn't just my space. It's ours. It's slowly becoming a place where we can trade stories, reflections, and the small realizations that come with doing the inner work. If you've been wanting to be a part of that deeper conversation, I've been writing through some of those thoughts and reflections each week, sharing them as blog posts on the website, and then also sharing them through the newsletter. It's not a big production, it's just a quiet space for people who resonate with these conversations, to keep exploring the moments in between the episodes. Think of it as a continuation of what we start here. So wherever you are today, driving, walking, or just catching your breath, I want you to listen to this one differently. Not just with your mind, but with your energy. Notice what resonates. Notice what feels tight, what expands, what softens. Because your body response is your truth. Your energy is always honest, even when words fall short. So if you're ready, let's dive in. We don't always realize it, but every interaction we have carries an energetic exchange. Every word, every gesture, even every silence holds a vibration. And most of the time, it's not what we say that's remembered, it's what's felt. You've probably experienced it without even realizing it. That friend that walks into the room smiling, but it feels like something's off. That coworker whose energy suddenly changes the temperature of the space without saying a word. Or even moments when you walk into a room and instantly feel lighter or heavier without knowing why. That's energy. That's vibration doing what words can't. And when you start paying attention to it, you realize that your energy is always speaking, louder, clearer, and faster than the voice ever could. Your body and your aura are constantly transmitting messages about your state of being, your confidence, your fears, your openness, your resistance. And the people around you are constantly reading those signals consciously or not. What's wild is that we all do it, all the time. We sense in micro expressions, tone, body language, pauses, but even beyond that, in subtle frequencies that can't be seen or explained. It's why you can feel unsafe around someone who's never done anything wrong. It's why you can feel seen by a stranger before they've said a single word, because energy speaks truth. It bypasses logic. It speaks to the nervous system, to the intellect. When you're out of alignment, people can feel it, even when they can't name it. When you say yes, but your energy says, I don't want to, the dissonance is there. When you talk about something you're passionate about, your energy expands. People lean in, not because of what you said, but because of how it felt. The same goes for the opposite. When you talk about something that drains you, your energy contracts. And even if no one says it out loud, everyone can feel the shift. This is what I mean by energetic honesty. It's not about being perfect or composed. It's about being congruent. When your energy and your expression match, people trust you. When they don't, they might not even know why, but something inside them won't fully relax around you. It's not manipulation, it's resonance. Because whether we realize it or not, we're all tuning forks. We vibrate, we respond, we harmonize, or we don't. Every space you enter, every person you connect with is either amplifying or distorting that natural frequency. And when you start becoming aware of your own energy, how it shifts, how it expands, how it contracts, you start to realize just how much power you have to shape what happens next. Because once you understand that energy precedes action, you stop trying to force alignment through effort and start creating it through intention. You stop needing to convince or control and start learning how to attune. That's the subtle art, realizing that what you bring into a space matters more than what you say in it. Because words can be rehearsed, but energy never lies. There's a certain weight that comes when pretending everything's fine. Not because the words "I'm fine" are heavy by themselves, but because of the space between what's said and what's felt. That space, that quiet gap between truth and expression, is where most of our disconnection begins. We've all been there, saying yes when we meant no, laughing to ease tension when something inside us was breaking, telling someone it's okay when really it wasn't. And we tell ourselves it's kindness, that we're protecting peace or avoiding conflict, but what we're really doing is trading authenticity for acceptance. We're muting our frequency so that we can blend into an environment that might not be resonating with who we are anymore. But here's the thing, energy never forgets. You can disguise it with tone, posture, or polite smiles, but your nervous system knows when you're betraying yourself. It records it, stores it, and echoes it through your behavior later. Intention, anxiety, overthinking, or exhaustion. I think we underestimate how much energy it takes to live in that split. To say one thing while feeling another. It's not just an emotional fatigue, it's an energetic confusion. Your body's trying to hold two opposite vibrations at once, truth and performance, and eventually, one of them has to win. It's why burnout doesn't always come from doing too much. Sometimes it comes from doing too little of what's honest, from holding yourself in space, conversations, or relationships that no longer match your frequency, but pretending they do because it's easier in the short term. That's the irony of trying to keep the peace. It's not exactly peace if you have to abandon yourself to maintain it. And your body knows that too. When your words don't match your energy, your nervous system starts to tense. Your shoulders tighten, your breath shortens, your intuition quiets. It's like your whole being whispers, "This isn't true." But your mind's too busy rehearsing the next line to listen. I used to do this all the time, saying what I thought people wanted to hear instead of what was real for me in the moment. Not out of malice, but out of fear. Fear of disappointing people, fear of being misunderstood, fear that my truth might cost my connection. But what I learned was that every time I did that, I wasn't protecting connection, I was eroding it. Because people can't truly connect with the version of you that isn't being honest. They might like your personality, but they'll never feel your presence. And that's what most of us are longing for. Presence. Not the performance of who we think we should be, but the felt sense of being met exactly as we are. When your words and your energy align, that's when your relationships deepen. That's when conversations stop feeling like rehearsals and start feeling like connection. The truth is, most of us learn to hide our energy as children. We learn which emotions were acceptable, which truths were too much, and which parts of us needed to be quiet to stay safe. So as adults, we're not being dishonest out of deception. We're being dishonest out of habit. We've been trained to manage how we're perceived instead of honoring how we feel. But when you start to break that pattern, when you begin choosing truth over image, something powerful happens. You start to feel your own integrity again. Not moral integrity, but energetic integrity. That deep knowing that what you say and what you mean are finally living in the same frequency. And that alignment doesn't just change how you speak. It changes how you move through life. You become lighter, more magnetic, more ease, because there's no more static between your truth and your expression. People can feel it too. It's not about being positive, it's about being real. There's something calming about someone who isn't pretending. Their energy feels clean, grounded, trustworthy. You can breathe around them. That's what energetic honesty does. It creates resonance, first within yourself, then with others. It makes your presence more coherent. And in that coherence, you stop needing to prove yourself. You stop needing to overexplain, to justify, to convince, because your energy already speaks for you. This is what alignment really means. It's not about never feeling off or emotional. It's about allowing those emotions to exist honestly, without needing to perform around them. When you can say, "I'm having a hard day," without making it your identity, that's alignment. When you can say, "I don't have the energy for that right now," without guilt, that's alignment. When you can say, "I don't know what's next, but I trust myself to figure it out," that's alignment too. It's the frequency of self-trust, and the world around you always responds to that frequency, because life can only meet you where you actually are, not where you pretend to be. When you finally let your words match your truth, you'll notice something almost mystical starts to happen. People, opportunities, and experiences that match that same truth begin to find you with ease, not because you're chasing alignment anymore, but because you've become it. When your words and your energy finally begin to align, it's almost impossible not to feel it. Something in your system exhales. Your mind gets quiet, your shoulders drop, and it's like the noise in the background suddenly fades into clarity. That's congruence, the point where what you think, what you feel, and what you do finally stop fighting each other. It's the difference between forcing peace and actually living it. For most of us, we spend years trying to manage those three separately. We think one thing, feel another, and do a third, hoping that math somehow adds up. But it never does, because energy doesn't follow logic, it follows truth. And when truth finally takes the lead, your whole body knows. The tension in your chest loosens. You don't have to double check your words before they leave your mouth. You don't have to replay conversations later, wondering if you said the right thing, because you were the right thing. You showed up as yourself, not a role, not a projection, not a mask, just you. That's the real peace people are searching for. Not the kind that looks calm, but the kind that feels clean. The kind that doesn't depend on how others respond. And that kind of peace only comes from congruence. When your energy, your words, and your actions all line up, you don't have to convince anyone of your authenticity. They feel it. You become trustworthy without trying to be. Not because you're perfect, but because there's no static in your signal. It's like tuning an instrument that's been slightly off key for too long. Once it's aligned, every note rings clearer. Your frequency carries farther, and you don't have to play louder to be heard. You just resonate differently. And what's powerful about that is that it doesn't just shift how people hear you. It shifts what you attract. Congruence brings coherence to your energy field. And coherence attracts coherence. When you become internally aligned, life begins to organize itself around that same order. The people who match that vibration stay. The ones who don't slowly fade out. And instead of chasing alignment, you find yourself living it. That's why I've started paying close attention to the small things that either bring me into coherence or pull me out of it. And honestly, it's not just about thoughts or emotions. It's about practices that keep me grounded in my own rhythm. Because the truth is, congruence isn't built in grand gestures. It's built in micro choices. The choices that say, "I'm going to honor how I feel even when it's inconvenient." The choices that say, "I'm not available for that energy anymore, even when it's familiar." The choices that say, "I'm going to speak from where I am, not where I wish I was." And that's the real spiritual work. Learning to live your truth in small, consistent ways. It's not about chasing constant positivity. It's about living from coherence. Because when your inner world matches your outer expression, you start to experience life differently. There's less resistance, less overthinking, less exhaustion from pretending, and more presence. The kind that makes people feel like they can exhale around you. That's the energy of congruence. It's magnetic. but not because it's loud. It's magnetic because it's true. And when you live in that truth long enough, something even more powerful starts to happen. Your energy becomes stabilizing for others. People start to feel safe being themselves around you. Not because you tell them it's okay, but because your presence proves it. You stop demanding perfection from yourself, so they stop trying to perform theirs. That's how energetic integrity ripples outward. You create resonance in your environment without effort. Your alignment becomes inviting, an invitation for others to find their own. And it's not something you have to announce or protect. It's something you embody. Because congruence doesn't just shift how you communicate with others. It shifts how you communicate with life itself. You begin to see that everything you attract, everything that unfolds, is a mirror of that inner frequency. If you're scattered internally, you'll attract confusion externally. If you're grounded in truth, you'll attract what's meant for you with ease. And maybe that's the lesson in all of this. Alignment isn't about controlling energy, it's about cleaning it. It's about releasing what's false so that what's real can naturally rise. When you start living that way, you'll notice how different peace feels. It's quieter, yes, but it's also stronger. It doesn't need validation because it's self-sourced. That's the power of congruence. It's not about changing who you are. It's about remembering you don't have to perform it anymore. Living in energetic integrity isn't about becoming perfect. It's about being honest. It's about learning to exist in a world full of noise without losing the quiet truth of who you are. Energetic integrity means your words, your actions, and your intentions are all flowing in the same direction. There's no undercurrent pulling against you, no hidden motive or silent resentment humming beneath the surface. It's when your inner world and outer expression finally start to match. Most people spend their lives trying to get their circumstances to align, the job, the relationships, the success. But they forget that true alignment begins within. Because energy doesn't start outside of you, it begins inside, with intention. When your thoughts, emotions, and choices all move from that same place of truth, you create a kind of harmony that can't be faked. You start moving through life with quiet confidence, the kind that doesn't need to prove, persuade, or perform. And maybe that's what this entire journey of self-development comes down to. Learning how to stay connected to your own frequency no matter where you are or who you're around. To know when you're expanding and when you're contracting. To listen when your body whispers, not this, and trust it. Even if your mind is still trying to talk you out of it. Energetic integrity looks like saying no without guilt. It looks like telling the truth even when it shakes your voice. It looks like walking away from what drains you before resentment takes root. It's a lifestyle, not a performance. Because when you live honestly, you conserve your energy. You stop leaking it through people pleasing and over-explaining. You stop scattering it through constant reactivity, and that saved energy becomes clarity, the very fuel that guides your next move. Living this way changes the pace of your life. It slows everything down to what's real. Suddenly, you're not chasing opportunities, you're discerning them. You're not forcing connection, you're allowing resonance. And that shift is powerful because it moves you from survival to creation. It also asks you to face the places where you still abandon yourself. The small ways you hide your truth. The moments you say yes just to avoid discomfort. Integrity doesn't punish those moments. It illuminates them. It invites compassion, not criticism. Because awareness always comes before mastery. The goal isn't to never fall out of alignment. It's to notice quicker when you do. And to return with more grace each time. You start realizing that being human means being in a constant motion, in and out of alignment, in and out of certainty, in and out of control. And that's okay, because integrity isn't about staying still, it's about staying true while you move. There will always be people who don't understand your boundaries, who mistake your clarity for coldness, or your self-respect for distance. But these moments aren't invitations to shrink. The reminders to trust your frequency, because energetic integrity has nothing to do with being misunderstood and everything to do with being clear. And the clearer you become, the more life starts to meet you at that level of truth. You'll notice how your relationships shift, how your work feels lighter, how even the chaos of the world starts feeling so personal. That's when you know you're living in integrity. When peace isn't something you chase, it's something you carry. So as you move through this next week, I want to leave you with a reflection, a journal prompt that helps you anchor what you've talked about today. Take a few moments to write this down somewhere. Where in my life am I still saying yes with my mouth, but my energy says no? Be honest with yourself, but also be kind. This isn't about judgment, it's about awareness. Every place you find dissonance is an invitation to come back to truth. And I'll leave you with a few affirmations, something you repeat when you feel yourself slipping into an old pattern. I choose to live in alignment with my truth. I trust my energy to lead me where my words have not yet found the courage to go. Let that settle in. Let it remind you that honesty is an energetic practice, one that starts quietly inside before it ever becomes visible outside. And if something in this conversation resonated with you, remember that you can keep exploring these ideas more deeply on the blog and the newsletter on metanoiamadness.com. It's a space where we unpack these themes between episodes, where we keep the conversations alive beyond the mic. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.